Welcome back to the Border Patrol Live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Right now, we're very happy to be joined by Chiefs linebacker Derrick Johnson. DJ, good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
So the bye week has come and gone. What did you do to try to get away from football during the bye week?
Oh, man. I just get back with my kiddos back in Texas and just chilled out, relaxed. You know, I have to honestly say I did not work out one time right. during the week, but I definitely was off my feet most of the time. But it was much rest needed during that bye week.
So how much better do you feel right now as opposed to right after the Dallas Cowboys game?
You know what? I feel a lot better. A lot better. Of course, we're getting closer to I guess, kicking that game behind us because we're playing the Giants this week. But, man, it's always tough when you lose in this game. This game's a physical game, and your wounds hurt more when you lose, I'll tell you that. But we had to sit on that loss through the bye week. But we're back now. New mindset. You got to have that every day. And we're still in a great position.
But physically, you feel good right now, maybe compared to other seasons, the last couple of years now. How do you feel physically after going through everything you've gone through?
You know what? I feel really great. The coaches and they help me out during the week. I don't practice as much in the games. I don't play 100% of the plays either. So I'm coming in and out. You know, got a nice rotation with the other young linebackers. But body wise, physically, I feel really good. I mean, I'll feel better once we win again. You got to work to win. And we can't wait for Sunday to roll around.
Okay, so we're still about a month, I think, away from the one-year anniversary of the Achilles injury. I'm curious because you always hear different timetables for different injuries. You've been through the Achilles before, I know. And I know a couple weeks ago you said you're starting to feel even better. When it happened, what was the timetable? It's one thing to get back on the field and be able to compete, but to be back to what you felt like before. Was it supposed to take a year? Was it supposed to take 11 months? Like, where are you on that timeline right now?
You know what? I feel like I'm almost right at 100% as far as strengthening. But as far as playing at a high level and being out on the field, helping my teammates, I'm not lacking in that area where you say, oh, man, that Achilles is bothering him. Not at all. But it's a long injury just because that tendon, that Achilles injury, when you pop that, It's not a lot of blood flow through that area, and to get back well and to recover quickly, you got to have, you know, blood flow is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And down in that Achilles, it's not a lot of blood flow through that one yeah. tendon, and that's why it takes so long. It's a small area, but it does take a long time. But I'm 10-11 months, you should be right at 100%, and that's where we're at now. So I mean, I don't feel it at all, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess that's the other thing, is there's one thing to feel okay, feel good enough to go play, but there's that when I plant my foot in the ground and I step to go to change directions, do I feel like I have that same torque? Do I feel like I have that same explosiveness that's always been there? I mean, I guess, where do you feel in that regard?
I feel pretty good at that regard. Yeah. It's been getting better every week.
That's great.
I always judge how I move in the box. Sometimes you can't judge it off. Oh man, I didn't make a lot of tackles this game, or I didn't make a lot of big plays. But moving in the box, seeing if you're using your heel more, or if you're flat footed, or your explosion is not, you know, you're taking a step back just because you're not, your Achilles on that left side is not as strong to push off. But it's been getting better every game, and I'm talking about, when I say better every game, these are little mm-hmm. little things I'm looking at that a lot of people can't see.
Right.
But I'm well.
So in 2005, if somebody would have told you 13 years from now, 13 seasons later, you're still going to be playing, would you have said, yeah, that's right, or you said, no way?
You know what?
No way.
I would have told him, man, that would have probably scared me. I'm like, hold on, don't say that, because I definitely want to get to that mark. But, man, I'm very fortunate and blessed to be in a situation, to be healthy and to be on a good team, to have a chance to win it all. That's why I still play this game.
It's not just that you played that long. You played here. You know, you played with one team. That it's really rare for an NFL player to last that long in the league, but for an NFL player to last that long and be one of the prominent players for one specific team. That's really rare. I mean, what does that feel like?
It feels great. I mean, Kansas City is all I know, and I'm in love with Kansas City. The Chiefs have taken me in, the organization, Clark Hunt and his family. Just the city, Kansas City, Arrowhead is great. I mean, when you talk about NFL experiences and being on an NFL team, the Chiefs is this old school football right here, man. This is just – this is where it's at, and I'm glad I had an opportunity throughout my NFL career to at least 13 years be pretty much the best organization in the whole NFL.
So you talk about old school football, running the football and stopping the run. Chiefs want to do both better in the second half for you. I mean, you're like a coach on the field. When you think about it and having time to maybe think about this in the bye week and evaluate where this team is, what needs to be done to be better at stopping the run? You guys held Ezekiel Elliott under 100 yards, under 4 yards a carry. That was good. It seemed like in the nickel packages, instead of using the safety, they were using you and Kevin Pierre-Louis as a linebacker instead of a safety. That helped as well. Was that a big part of it? And how do you feel you guys can continue that momentum?
Well, you definitely have to switch up the personnel at times because sometimes when we're in sub packages where it's one linebacker in the middle, you have a safety inside, probably Dan Sorensen in there with us. But now at times we're in a regular nickel package where you have two inside backers in there, but you still can play the pass too. But at the same time, in order to get better at anything, especially stopping the run, you got to make a conscious effort to do that. You can't just say, we'll just go out there and play defense and, you know, it'll happen how it happens. No, it's got to be a constant reminder throughout the week, hey, we need to stop this play, or hey, let's play tough on the run. Even myself during the game saying, hey, let's stop the run. They're going to stay with the run. You know, let's be tough. Just constant reminder, hey, don't relax on this thing. When you stop a run, don't think, oh, they're going to go away from it. They're going to start passing now. No, people go right back to the run because that's the pedigree into winning games, controlling games, when you can run the football. And we haven't done a good job most of the year. We haven't done a good job at stopping a run. And stopping a run, it takes – all the guys on 11 men on defense.
One of the old adages we hear all the time is that it's a mindset, that the run game is a mindset. But you just gave us some good X's and O's, that it's also guys got to be in the right gaps. They got to fit the run. How much of it is a mindset for your team right now? How much of it is mindset? How much of it is more responsibility-based?
You know what? It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. You got to grab from both. But at the same time, I think in general, we have that mindset. We're NFL football players. We love this game. We're passionate about it. So we don't quite need that, you know, be more into it to stop the run. Right. We need to execute our plays out there on the field. And usually your defense, whatever coaches call, is usually there's ways to stop every run that they do. But at times, physically or mentally, we get out of a gap or we, you know, they get the best of us, and we're all a part of it. I'm a part of it. We're all a part of it.
Okay, so you've spent your whole career in Kansas City, so you know how desperately the fan base wants to see this team go to the Super Bowl, and you do as well because this is your team. This is your career. When you look at how close this team is, how much of that is in your mind as you wind down this season and think about, you know, playing for another division title and getting another crack at a home game at Arrowhead Stadium? I mean, this is it doesn't come along that easy. You know that. No one has to tell you that. And it's right here. It's right here happening right now. You've got another shot at this, a real shot at getting to the big game.
You know what we do, and that's pretty accurate by saying that this team, we have a chance. Like, I've been on 13 teams, and we have even more of a chance this year than I've ever been a part of, and I can say that wholeheartedly. But we got to put things in perspective first, and that's winning in November and December, peaking at the right time. If you don't peak at the right time, because we're not quite playing our best ball right now, which is okay, but need to win at the same time. But you got to peak at the right time. November, you got to win during November and December because it just sets you up for later on when you get in the playoffs, playing at a high level. You know,
It seems like the bye week comes at a perfect time then in that regard. Like you said, you know, you've had a tough schedule with all the night games and midweek games at tough opponents. Everybody's beat up. This is the stretch now. Like you said, the winning teams, they win in November and December, and you guys get a bye week leading right into that. I mean, that seems like it's perfect, doesn't it?
You know what? It is. It's pros and cons to it, to having a later bye week because, you know, we had to play nine games before we got to the bye week. But being 6-3, we're in a great position. You know, I'm sure we're about two game ahead of other guys in our division, which is great. You want to win your division. After that, you know, you want to win as much as you can so you can get that number one spot. You got to get that number one spot because at the end of the day, that's the best position to be in. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, you can get there in other ways, but you want to have the best route to fit your team. Get that number one spot during the playoffs, and that starts with winning in November and December. I'm telling you, we won a lot. We won, what, 5-0, went 5-0, and lost the last three out of four, right. I believe. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure we make a habit of winning again and just peak at the right time.
You know, you guys, like you said, have lost three of your last four, so you'll be hungry. There's no doubt about that coming out of the bye week, but you'll be favored in every game from now until the rest of the year, to the playoffs. The Giants have only won one game. How hard is it for some of the younger players to keep them focused and say, no, don't look at what their record is. Don't think about that. You know, the Giants did go to Denver and beat them. They are capable of putting something together. How hard is it to keep guys from overlooking a team that is struggling like the Giants are?
Well, everybody in the NFL respects the Chiefs now. And we're a pretty good team. So wherever we go, regardless of the other team's record, we're going to get their best shot. And I think New York Giants offense has been doing really good. I mean, they just haven't been playing as good on defense. And, you know, that's more of their problem, I believe. But offensively, I think Eli still has it. He still has it. He's throwing the ball every which way. They got some young players. They're running the ball really well. So, I mean, it's always a challenge, regardless of the record. You're in the NFL, and these guys, there's no scholarships. These guys get paid too, so it'll be a good game. But we gotta make sure, even though you can't listen to the outsiders saying, "Hey, this should be a cakewalk for the Chiefs the rest of the season." That's not true at all. And I will express that to the young guys just so we won't be complacent.
Well, hey, in a 13-year career, you've witnessed it all, man. I mean, you've been on teams that have won the division, and you've been on teams that have been in the Giants position where there's been a coaching change in the middle of the season, where you guys were on your way to the first-round picking, and you knocked off the undefeated Green Bay Packers right here. I mean, so can you talk to the guys, hey, this is what those guys are thinking right now in the Giants locker room, because you've been there yourself.
That's exactly right, and that's the good thing about having those as many experiences as I had throughout my career. I've had losing seasons, and I tell you what, the mindset is not going out there. I don't care when you play a good team. It's like, hey, let's go out here, and they put on their pants the same way we do. Let's execute our play. Let's get better. It's all about getting better. Sometimes you look at the record, and you get focused in on the record, but every team is just trying to get better. Coaches, players, everybody's job is on the line. That's just how it is.
I asked you about the run defense as a whole. What about for you personally in this second half when you've evaluated what you've done so far this year? What do you think you can do better? What would you like to improve upon?
I can definitely do better. I always can do better. Just mentally seizing the opportunity. Let's say you got an opportunity to make a tackle. It's wrapping up at times. I mean, there's times where you make certain decisions where you say, man, I usually do this and I didn't do this. Just making a conscious effort to make better decisions for the defense so you can be more of an impact player. And regardless if I'm getting less snaps at the same time, when you're out there, still be an impact player.
I got to ask you, man, this league in this season, we have seen more high-profile players go down with season-ending injuries like the ones that you've suffered yourself. I mean, obviously you saw it with Eric Berry and Chris Conley on your own team. We just saw Richard Sherman have it last weekend. I think it was Adam Schefter. We were talking about the list that he put out there of big-name players just from top to bottom in the league that have had these types of injuries. since you've been through it a couple times yourself, I'm sure you ask yourself, why did it happen? Do you have any ideas, any theories as to why these are happening? Do you think it's happening more, or is this just one of those crazy seasons where you go, man, nothing can explain it?
You know what? I think it's one of those crazy seasons where you can't really explain it. The popping your Achilles is really different. It's weird. My doctor, Dr. Anderson, that put mine back together, both of mine back together, they didn't really have an answer for it. It was more so wear and tear.
Yeah.
It's a type of wear and tear deal. And, this is football, so things happen, and it sucks. It's part of the game, and it sucks that we have to deal with it, but, you know, it happens.
I mean, so many of them come without any contact. You just take one step, and the next thing you know, you're on the ground, and that's got to be the craziest part.
And that's when you know it's really bad. Whenever you see somebody drop and nobody touches you, and then you start looking back, trying to see, mm-hmm. you know, if somebody bumped into you and nobody's around, it's probably bad.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about those young linebackers. Pierre Lewis, they traded for Reggie Ragland. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year at Alabama. The Buffalo Bills moved up in the second round to get him. The Chiefs land him because they changed their scheme. What do you think of those young guys as far as learning under you and maybe becoming the next DJ for this organization?
You know what? Their knowledge of the game is very high, higher than when I was their age. It's higher than when I was their age. But they're wanting to learn everything. I mean, their potential is out the roof. I mean, they can run big, fast, strong. We talk all the time, and I'm old enough to at times, instead of coaches, linebacker coach telling them, hey, you need to do this on this. When they come off the field, I'm like, hey, next time if he looks this way, you know, bite on this or don't bite on this or make sure you outside leverage on this. Just because I've seen the game a long time, and those guys listen, man. It's a good thing. Putting on my coach's hat, it's a good thing when a player listens to you, you know, it helps.
Okay, so we mentioned old school a couple of times. I've talked to a lot of the younger players every week out here at Arrowhead, and I asked them, so what kind of music do you listen to get fired up for the game? You know, and it seems like everyone says Lil Uzi. It's a little wheezy. Everyone's little now. And you're old school, and so before everyone was big, you know, Big Punisher, and, you know, the Notorious B.I.G.s, and everyone's little. So you're old
big
school,
Big Daddy Kane,
right?
You know?
So I feel like you got to represent
That's
that. So are you in with that, with this new movement of Lil Uzi and that
Lil
being
Boosie,
the team?
Everyone's
little. Yeah. I'm not little, but. So where are you at with that, or do you still try to bring some old school flavor to that?
You know what? When I listen to music, I listen to more slow jams, more gospel right. stuff. I need something to calm me down because I'm so hyped for the game. But I tell you what, sometimes when they have it playing where everybody can hear it, I am involved in it.
Okay.
I do like it. It's something new, but they do introduce me to a lot of new stuff.
Do you introduce them to the old stuff?
You know what? I don't. They're not as open-minded
right.
as me at all.
Right. That's right. That's exactly
so are
right.
you literally listening to gospel music and R&B like in the locker room before the game, like right before you go out on the field?
Right before I got on the field, yes. It's a calm type of deal. I mean, even with my fiance, we're driving to the game, the home games, and you know, she likes to listen to up tempo music. She's mm-hmm. like trying to get ready for the game. I'm like, nah, let's listen to something because I don't want to get too jacked and get out of breath. I'm old, man. Right. I don't want to have a heart attack.
It's
you know
amazing.
I mean?
It's amazing because, like, Grunhard used to always tell us that he'd be just going crazy, banging his head against the wall to get ready, and Will Shields would be sitting next to him in the locker room sleeping, literally sleeping, like an hour before kickoff. So every guy's got to get ready differently.
You know, everybody is so – there's so many personalities in the locker room and just different backgrounds and just – It's a good experience at the same time. We all come together as a common goal. When we get out on the field, we're all on the
so
same
So you're
page.
So fired up that you need to calm down.
I need to calm down. I can't. Sometimes I've done that before, and I'm like, get out there, like, just kind of like, I don't know what's going on. My head's shaking, and I'm just fired up, not thinking. I got to be – but when I get on the field, trust me, I have a mindset to go hunt.
That's how I'm like before every show. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm just shaking it everywhere. Okay, before I let you go, so give us a recommendation of something. If somebody wants to listen to something, to bring him down, to ease him down, gospel, RMU, whatever. Like, what's
you know what? You can go. I usually do Pandora, but I go to Joe Station. He's an R&B artist. You go to Brian McKnight, the Boys the Men, or some kind of 90s R&B or something like that.
What about Keith Sweat? Keith Sweat,
I can do Keith Sweat, but you know what?
Genuine getting too, is that getting
that's
too?
That's a little bit too much right there. That's a little bit too much. And some of the guys, they always tease me like, man, you got to love making music over here, man. We try to get hyped for the game.
So is it like I want to know? Is that Joe? Is that the one? Is that the you go to there? Because you have to listen to that song
for sure.
No, that was high school mixer. Right. That was, that's when you knew things were getting serious at the high school mixer.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you could follow our man Derry Johnson on Twitter. SuperDJ56 is his handle. Man, Derry, and we had this conversation. Of course, we all want the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, but there's a lot of fans that want you to go to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Because everything you've done for the community and what you've meant to Kansas City, the way you said you feel about Kansas City feels that way about you.
And that means a lot. And that's why Kansas City is all I know. And that's why I still play this game. And I love this game like a little kid. I wake up excited to go to work and to be about to be 35 in a week. Man, that will be a dream come true for me to go to the Super Bowl and win it with this team.
Minnesota. Your birthday's Thanksgiving week?
Oh, boy.
22nd of November.
Oh, boy. Got big plans?
Not really. You know, the older you get, you just kind of try to forget about it.
You're just happy you had a birthday. Yeah. You're saying, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's work on another
right
one.
Yeah.
And just, I'll tell you, Minnesota is a real easy drive from Kansas City. It's the right time.
Yeah,
it's all
right.
Going to come together. Yeah. Kansas City will take that stadium over. Derek, have a great game on Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Derek Johnson. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.